Hi, this is Steve Jackson here with Steve Jackson. Subject popped up the other day, conversation about Fiverr. And I don't know if anyone has used Fiverr. There's lots of people that do use Fiverr, obviously. Anyway, I have used it a few times, and I remember in the discussion I kind of said, well, I kind of like Fiverr if I need some work done. But I said, well, what I had done is a while ago, I became a Fiverr affiliate, which I think is quite a good idea, really, because you can use it. That means you're not just either a buyer or a seller. You can be an affiliate as well, so you don't need to buy or sell. So for those of you new to this industry and wanting to become a freelancer, I would say that Fiverr would probably tick all the boxes for you, and it gives you the opportunity to kind of like break into the online industry without too much of a fuss and not too much hassle, if you know what I mean, and allows you to kind of like break in slowly. Anyway, what is Fiverr? Well, Fiverr is a relatively established company, opened its doors in about 2010. It was founded by two entrepreneurs. I'm going to have to try and get their names right. It's Mitcha, I guess, Kaufman and Sean Winnerin, I guess it is. Anyway, the main idea is that they create a platform that individuals could buy and sell digital services. For example, if you need someone to write content for your blog or do some translation work, maybe digital media stuff like graphics, multimedia, video production, even web design, development, program, all that sort of stuff. Which, you know, some of us have certain skills, but maybe we don't have the time or the energy or the skills. We need someone else to do it. The interesting thing is the standard selling price is $5. However, it can end up being thousands of dollars with all the extras put on top of the project. Anyway, the interesting part of this, which I found very interesting, is the fact that you can, unlike, for example, ClickBank or any of these other ones, you can also be an affiliate. So you can sell or market the affiliate program itself. Anyway, so why did I become an affiliate? What was my motivation? Well, I kind of glanced on it earlier, but apart from making a reasonably good living from MLM and mainly doing it strictly online, also enjoyed working with companies like ClickBank and JVZoo, because it's free to use, for God's sake. And so you've got a product out there where you can earn something about 70 up to 75% in commissions, which is outstanding. But during this period, I needed some work done, some translating work done, which I did get done. But while I was getting the translation work done by Fiverr, I noticed they had this affiliate program. I thought, wow, again, it's free, so why don't I just kind of integrate it into what I've already got, which I have done. My experience has motivated me to write an article about it, to explain to people how the whole thing works. So if you click on the link below and go to digitalvivaselling.org, you'll find an article there. It takes you all the way through the buying and selling concept, the whole review of Fiverr Plus, information about becoming an affiliate, because it's a very, very great idea this is, and it's one of the simplest and well-paid affiliate programs out there, so check it out. Anyway, this is Steve Jackson. Who is Steve Jackson? Comments below if you want. Speak to you later, and stay safe. Bye-bye.